As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 5. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thank you for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR and other networks. Magical engineer Frank is ready to roll. So am I. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about, first part of the show, when science isn't so scientific. We got some new stuff on that. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. Seeking the Lord's face, a mind of the time, because it grows short. And our devotional puts us here in Matthew 24. It says, therefore you be ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. That's right. You want to be looking for Lord Jesus Christ to return. He's looking for those that are looking for him. You want to be prepared, spiritually prepared. So seek the Lord's face, mind of the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Back and back.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quacker, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in the first part of the show. This is a study that were conducted by two mortality researchers. They looked specifically at some claims that appeared in the Lancet Journal that kind of talked about the new COVID vaccine that was coming out, saying that it was the paper seemed to have been used to help get, I guess, the vaccine acceptance and approved. So according to these two researchers, they did an analysis of mortality rates during the pandemic, and they compared it to all this other data to see if there was an excess of deaths. But you know what they found out? They found out there wasn't. What they concluded was basically the vaccine really didn't save lives. So we're going to get into that in their report and what they found in a little bit. Moving along in the Quack report, they say glyphosate is detected, that's your Roundup, detected in 100% of your U.S. fast food brands that were tested. This is kind of shocking. This was a test, a fast food testing program. It was backed by Moms Across America, also affiliated with the Children's Health Defense, and they sent 42 samples from 21 brands of fast food. Also, the Health Research Institute tested the products in their original packaging. So this was something that they tested in Iowa, and what they came back was there's heavy metals and all kind of problems within the fast foods. They even cited veterinarian drugs and hormones, of course. So here's what they said. 90% of the fast food brands contain at least trace levels of 27 different kinds of harmful pesticides. Now, your Pandemic bread, they said, let's see, this had the highest levels of glyphosate in two of the samples they sent in. Arby's came in second place with highest levels. Dairy Queen and Little Caesars were tied for third place for high levels of glyphosate. Meals from Chipotle, that fast food restaurant, they advertised non-GMO organic ingredients. They found they had the lowest levels, but they had 94.4 times lower than the highest level of pesticides and glyphosate. So Pandera bread, not as good as Chipotle. Chipotle seemed to beat them. Also, Panda Express, and McDonald's had the lowest levels. Now that shocked me, Frank. I would have thought the opposite. Domino's and Pizza Hut were found to have the highest levels of pesticides. Chipotle, In-N-Out, and Panera bread all had either trace or detectable levels of pesticides in them. So, eat now. Moving along in the Quack Report. Sorry if you're eating dinner. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, Tyson Food. They're partnering with the Netherlands, a Netherlands-based company called Brotic BV, for bug and insect protein replacement meat. That's right. Tyson Foods reports that they have purchased a stake in Dongen, Netherlands-based Protix BV to form a joint venture in building new operations in the United States in a facility to produce bug-based meats, meat-free protein for the meat-free protein market. They said it's a multi-billion-dollar industry opportunity, has tremendous growth, according to John Tyson, Tyson's chief financial officer. We see that it's going to be a leader in the industry. That's who they partnered with, and I'm like, I'll pass on the bug burger. I will. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about when science isn't so scientific. Now, you know, if you're reading medical journals like me for the last 23 years, it may have you thinking, it's got me thinking, you know, the scientific research has kind of, I don't know, another way of saying it is they have a huge Pinocchio nose. more researchers and scientists are coming out challenging the claims of scientific research and any therapies that result from the research. And the most recent challenges surround the COVID-19 research and the treatments. So the word jab has been describing vaccines, and recently statistic mortality researchers have challenged the science regarding the life-saving benefits of the COVID-19 serum. So two researchers, Dennis Rancourt, PhD, and Joseph Hickley, PhD, found the claims made on the COVID vaccine were essentially a Tinkerbell wish. Yeah. They examined the Lancet report on the serum supposedly based on a peer review study that confirmed the research claims and was instrumental in getting the COVID-19 serum approved for human use. So the peer review studies used to be the gold standard in scientific research, which the scientific community rated as the highest standard, where the claims would be based on solid scientific proof. There was a time that there was no questioning a peer review study. But sadly today, the gold standard has cankered, rusted, if you will. Rancourt and Hickley selected the Lancet study to review, which was sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the mortality analysis showed that the deaths from the COVID virus during the pandemic would have been the same without the vaccine. They said the COVID-19 vaccine did not save any lives as it was advertised. Here is a quote from our two researchers. They said the authors of the Lancet study made fantastic claims of millions of lives saved that are highly improbable and have no connection to actual mortality. The Lancet paper, they said, makes wild assumptions in promotions for the vaccine, end of quote. So is science, I don't know, looking silly? Science has long given us the impression that it is evidence-based, knowledgeable. No one is, you know, disputing some of the useful discoveries that has emerged from the field of science, okay? However, lately, it is hard not to notice that something has really gone off the rails within science, and it is damaging its own reputation. Here is a couple of quotes. This is this editor of Nature. His name is Philip Ball. He said, science isn't everything, and it's not even after the truth, end of quote. Also, Richard Feynman, an American physicist, he said this in 1980. He said, the big picture, science looks for understanding, not truth, end of quote. And also, Ken Ham, a writer, says, don't get sucked into the science says mentality, end of quote. Yeah, we can get sucked into that, can't we? Well, the golden calf, that's what this is, you know, because according to the writer Ken Ham, he says, science is the golden calf of our modern times. The supposed pillars of our society, the politics, the governments, the courts, the schools, all appear to worship science as truth. Truth demands solid evidence and confirmation. Truth can't stand on a guess or hypothesis. So when science claims a finding as truth, but later you discover it was not proven and those involved committed fraud, this is where criminal charges should be brought to bear. After all, financial gain and the possible personal injury that could result from this is what I call corruptible and reckless science. Here is a quote from Thomas Lefson. He's the editor and publisher of The American Thinker. He said, the problem is massive. And even when important fraudulent research papers are withdrawn, some continue to be cited and relied upon for further work. Science becomes a joke under such circumstances, with the possibility of real-world catastrophe if the phony results become a basis for real-world action. Correcting the situation will not be easy, but a first step would be to institute criminal penalties for deceiving research and review fraud, end of quote. I agree with that, totally. And, you know, it kind of brings to mind what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. It says, basically, Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, which is truth, avoiding profane and vain babblings in oppositions of science falsely so called, with some professing have erred concerning the faith. That's right. So, profane and vain babblings, that's what the Bible describes science falsely so called. Well, let's look at the manipulation of the peer review process, because that's what we have. Yes, bad scientists have manipulated the research peer review process for financial gain. So your peer review means that other scientists, you know, your scientific peers, can duplicate your study, and it should get the same result, right? This process was, among other things, to weed out any unsuccessful studies not worthy for publication. And, you know, to keep them out of the visual view of, you know, medical doctors that read them. So this process is pretty much now broken, totally corrupted, and readers of scientific journals really don't know if the published studies carry genuine, truthful results. And unfortunately, thousands of medical physicians who read research papers published in these journals, published in these scientific journals, right now they have zero quality assurance and no safeguards or report accuracy. So Retraction Watch, they reported in October 2022 that the publisher called Hindaw, a peer review scientific publisher of scientific results, they have access to all the journal articles because they published them. They retracted 511 papers in 16 journals after an investigation proved fraud. That's a lot of papers. Another publisher called Sage also issued retractions, according to Reaction Watch. Here's a quote. They said, Sage Publishers in July 2014 retracted 60 articles from the Journal of Vibration and Control after an investigation revealed a peer review citation ring involving a professor in Taiwan. We got rings. Corruptible scientists are now in rings, Frank. Well, today manipulation of the peer review process get you? Well, a little finger wagging is what it is. So, Frank, if you went and you manipulated a peer review process, you would get a little finger in your face wagging it saying, you need to stop that misconduct. That's basically what happens. So cheating, fraud, bribes, intimidation, and using aliases are usually part of this behavior. These scientists in these rings are doing that. These are serious violations that can have the potential to hurt millions of people. Yet, this behavior is treated with the equivalent of, you're in timeout, mister. That's basically what it is. That's their punishment. So, and this behavior is so prevalent within scientific research that we have rings of scientists doing this. You know, it's almost like gangs have infiltrated the halls of scientific research, extorting governments and universities of the grant money to produce drug and medical instrument research that's fake. And the scientists get money. They get published and career accolades from their peers. Fellow scientists who suspect fraud rarely do anything about it, right? Frank is chiming in. What are you saying, Frank? Frank says, well, crime only really pays if you are organized. Yeah, well, apparently so, because this is a good old boy network. So working in the medical system, as I had done, I witnessed a lot of physicians protecting one another. I did. If a doctor was aware of another doctor's error, he would not confirm it or report it. Here is a quote from, again, Thomas Lifson, editor and publisher of The American Thinker. He said, scientists mutually scratch each other's backs to build up a record of publication by favorably reviewing each other's work. The reward system in academia requires publication of articles in journals. So such a system is inherently vulnerable to cooperation among like-minded scholars who push each other's work into print and cite each other's work, you know, to help each other out. So, yeah, they move up the chain. Lifson goes on to say, a cultural revolution of sorts is needed in academia with a pervasive ethic of honesty enforced by social pressure as well as laws. So true. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to believe. Some people, like, they just look at you stunned at what you're saying. It is shockingly disappointing that science is, you know, kind of going down a path that few really want to do anything about it. There are some very beneficial areas of scientific medicine, like trauma care. However, fraudulent research can create a negative outcome on medical treatments. So the COVID-19 serum is a perfect example of science falsely so-called. It is hard to wrap your brain around a profession that may be sliding into the category equal to a used car salesman. Think about it. The car salesman has not inspected the car to know what shape it's in and relies on the shop mechanic or the Carfax vehicle history sheet. The problem arises when the mechanic, scientists, and the vehicle history report, the scientific study, deceive those looking to buy a car or purchase a scientific product like a drug therapy or something else. Did you catch the drift there? What did you say, Frank? A lot more people have died from the vaccine than had used cars. You've got a point there. Thank you, Frank. All right, so what can you believe is what I hear from a lot of people lately. Well, God can't lie. And he encourages you to use medicinal herbs for health and well-being. Mm-hmm. So I've seen miracles happen using herbs for all kinds of health issues. I've seen it on humans and pets, okay? So I think I've shared recently my daughter, her little dog had a little mishap. You know, he decided he'd chase a box truck, and he got the short end of that stick. He got a leg injury, and so this was like, in the summer. And so there's a serious issue with his leg, and, you know, they were hearing different things, and most of the vets, the emergency vets, wanted just to lop off the leg, okay, because he broke his leg in a very precarious area, and he had a butterfly break where, you know, little bone fragments. Anyway, so that was kind of a challenge if you're going to fix his leg. So my daughter was quite upset about this, equally so. And I said, well, go get a second opinion. So she did. And the second vet was a orthopedic trauma vet who kind of traveled around the state of North Carolina. He just happened to be at the facility checking on some of his patients. He had performed surgery on that prior that week. So she was told to bring the dog. So she brings the dog down there. And he said, oh, I can so fix this. He'll have a titanium plate, though. And so then the tissue specialist, that was a different vet that worked with the orthopedic surgeon, he was really concerned about the soft tissue damage on the leg. From the elbow down to the paw, it was pretty bad. So, you know, they went back and forth and back and forth because one surgeon said, I can fix it. The other one said, I'd lop it off if I were you. And so I said, listen, why don't you go ahead and fix it? You know, if evidence shows that the healing process is not working, then you could do the amputation, but give the dog a chance, right? Give the dog a chance. So they did that. That was the more expensive option, by the way. And then, you know, I said to my daughter, I said, so use the healing herbs, use the herbs that generate tissue repair, bone repair, and keep infection down. So she did that. She used the calcium formula from Apothecary Herbs to help tissue rebuild and repair fast. I've used this on pets before, and it just, the tissue comes back really lovely. Hair and everything else. A lot of vets will say, oh, you're going to need skin grafts. Well, not if you're using the right stuff. And then a little bit of blood cleanser to keep, you know, the infection out of the tissue, and some anti-inflammatory pain relief formula. And he did great. Now, he, you know, had some physical therapy for several weeks, but he's now to the point where, you know, he just has like a little Band-Aid on one little area. But he's going on trails. He's, you know, kind of going up and down stairs. So he's doing really great. Really great. And, of course, the vet that said, the tissue guy said it's not going to work. He had to eat his words. He did have to eat his words because God's herbs are good. See? And I've seen miracles. I'm going to put this little dog into my miracle category because the medical area said no can do. So, yeah, if you want to heal bones and connective tissues in half the time, you got to have the plant-based calciums. That's the plant-based calciums are the one you want. That's it. So, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog. They have immune-boosting herbs, metabolic strengthening formulas, and, of course, your cleansing herbs to help your body regenerate and heal itself. So all this nutrition in your herbs are compact. They're more than what you'd have in your, you know, nutritional foods that you eat. They help the body restore and regenerate. So empower yourself. You know, take God at his word because it's the truth. I'm going with the herbs. Definitely am going with the herbs. Apothecary Herbs number, if you want to get a catalog, is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. You can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And right now you'll save 15%. They're having a harvest sale on your orders of $65 or more. Use the coupon HARVEST23. Details are online if you want to check it out, but you want to hurry. The sale will end on the 31st of October, and restrictions apply. So don't delay. If you're going to get stuff for the cold and flu, you want to be healthy through the holiday season coming up. Now's the time to get a lot of your cold and flu immune-boosting stuff while it's in stock. Okay? And that's the big thing, while it's in stock, because there's a lot of vendors now that don't have stuff. They just don't have it. Wholesale vendors, they no can do, call at the beginning of the year. Oh, that's not helpful. Thepowerherbs.com. Healthcare options just became endless. Well, I can see by the clock, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back from the break, we are going to be talking about the drugs, which are a major component to your healthcare system. Of course, you probably realize that, but in a way, you may not. How they are contributing to mortality rates. And, well, you're going to get the drift when we come back. We got more information, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007 Your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Great job. All right, we're going to be talking about drugs, major component of your healthcare system, because drugs are the central aspect of your healthcare today, with 70% of Americans relying on drugs for daily living. That is 7 out of 10 people taking at least one drug therapy every day. This encompasses general primary care as well as your specialized treatments. So the average out-of-pocket expense of just one medication used each day for patients, you know, with insurance is about $160 to $200 a month. If you're without insurance, it's $800 or more a month. So about $225 million Americans are taking at least one drug therapy a day. That's about anywhere from $36 to $180 billion in drug sales each year just on that one drug. And this is a conservative figure. So with regard to your pharmaceuticals, it is a 7.1% of the U.S. per capita. And massive power comes from this kind of revenue. And this is why Americans are being subjected under the healthcare thumb and are provided drugs for symptoms. And no cures, just symptoms management. So we're going to take a look at this. Doctors and pharmacists and your media tend to condition people to believe that as you grow older, a myriad of health issues are expected, and that's considered normal. It's common, but I don't call it normal. So mortality data from scientists Caleb Finch and Malcolm Pike suggests that humans should live to be 120 years or 140 years of age. They also conclude that the vascular disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the heart disease, reduces the likelihood of living to that ripe old age by about 45 to 50%. And this explains why the death rate of people in their 50s has definitely increased. Their research was published in the Journal of Gerontology. And in 2015, there was an article in also the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they found that more middle-aged Americans are becoming sick and dying in greater numbers. And at first, the researchers thought it was, you know, maybe death by suicide or an overdose or an alcohol-related death. But when they took a closer look and saw the data with the help of the Commonwealth Fund, they found that the mortality rates in the age groups of 22 to 55 had increased. And this is, you know, before COVID, by the way. So here is a quote. This is from the CDC database and also from the Commonwealth Fund. They said in 2014, the mortality gap was so big that it accounted for an extra 100 deaths, middle-aged Caucasian people for every 1,000 people. We concluded that there is a 60% gap that appears to stem from heart disease, diabetes, and respiratory disease, and more middle-aged people are getting sick with diseases that usually kill older people. And we also note that when they get sick, they don't get better. End of quote. Well, of course they don't. They're on medicines that don't cure anything. They manage symptoms, but they don't cure anything. So that's the big challenge today with people is there are medications that really don't put them back to wellness. So this data is, you know, kind of like the canary in the coal mine, and it's not being taken very seriously. Few in medicine want to report that a majority of vaccines are creating a time bomb of disease and killing people in their middle age. They are diagnosed and put on drugs, and they don't get better. Disease in general will attack the body in its genetic weakest area. Therefore, disease outcomes from vaccines can vary. So vaccines appear to be the driving force for prescription drug sales and cutting life short by an average of 50%. Here's a new study, 2015, appeared in the Journal of Pediatrics. The study looked at vaccine-induced death, and they looked at children and adults. It's really not, you know, new news that there's an increased quantity of vaccines being pumped into people, including, you know, infants and adults. And, you know, people aren't doing so well. So here's what they discovered when they analyzed data from the vaccine safety data link involving 1,100 deaths. They said the average adult died within 179 days after being vaccinated. And most physicians will not conclude that a vaccine given nearly 6 months ago caused the death. 76% of the adult deaths occurred within 30 days after just one vaccine was given, and 60 deaths were attributed to two or more vaccines given. Of those who died within 30 days of the vaccine, they proved to have a neoplasmic or abnormal tissue, usually a tumor, circulatory diseases, respiratory diseases, Addison's disease, which is cancer, cerebral palsy, aplastic anemia, which is a rare bone marrow disease damaging stem cells, Rett syndrome, a neurological disorder, looks like teriyasu's arteritis, which is a fibrosis of the arteries, seizures, diabetes, heart disease, and septic shock were among the causes. So the vaccines given were tetanus, human papillomavirus, your HPV, and Tdap, which is your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis combo. And I just recently was reading some research that your HPV, your human papillomavirus, is giving people narcolepsy. Girls are getting narcolepsy from that. Autopsies found that the human papillomavirus vaccine within 11 to 18 days created a tear in the aortic or aortic causing blood to flow where it shouldn't. So your aortic area of the heart, most coroners would list this as a cause of hypertension or other type of heart disease. Other deaths from the HPV showed sepsis, which is blood poisoning. And those who did die after getting the DTaP, which is your tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis combo shot, they could not find a definitive cause. Wow. So most of the deaths reviewed when vaccines are involved often are listed as no casual relationship to death. So they're saying vaccines didn't cause the death. So vaccines are then free to be promoted as safe. And an argument given is that if vaccines were deadly, more people would be dying from them. That's the argument you get. Well, they are every day. In many cases, it is a delayed death, as vaccines give a myriad of diseases symptoms, and medicine does not connect the dots that this disease symptom is attributed to the vaccine. And a lot of times, you know, it's misdiagnosed. So, well, in a majority of Americans and the people of the world, they're relying on your pharmaceutical drugs to prop them up, keep their metabolism up day after day, so they can kind of live it life as usual. Your drug manufacturers have extreme power over a patient's life this way. Now, the Commonwealth Fund did an analysis of prescription drug use globally and declared Americans are more dependent and willing to be on drugs than their European counterparts. So what is astonishing is that relatively healthy individuals were willing to become dependent on their medications. Americans are currently paying more out-of-pocket for drugs compared to any other country, which have the socialized free health care, if you will. So the Commonwealth Fund study also assumed your Affordable Care Act is going to help, was going to help with that. Of course, we know how that went. Well, here's a quote from the Commonwealth Fund. They said, the analysis reveals that Americans, particularly the relatively young and healthy, are more likely to use prescription drugs than are residents of Australia, Canada, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, or the United Kingdom. Americans also experience more financial barriers in assessing medications and spend more out of pocket for those prescriptions, end of quote. They go on to say, while prescription drugs can improve patients' health, their rising prominence in healthcare has come with access, safety, and cost challenges. And they said pharmaceutical policy needs to balance goals related to the availability and safety of medicines, the accessibility of them, and affordability and appropriate use, end of quote. So you got a central government trying to control healthcare, and, you know, we've gone over this many times before. The National Association of Chain Drug Stores, they have analyzed the way drugs are distributed globally and concluded that there needs to be a single central repository run by a massive system of data collection to track and operate a central government entity to control and enforce this industry segment. So you want to keep in mind the National Association of Chain Drug Stores is concerned about more than just the availability of getting drugs to sell. They are also wanting the government to do something about counterfeit prescription drugs that tend to work its way into the drug supply. And they also said that the counterfeit heart drugs that they have seen often in the market are coming from China. So there are restrictions prohibiting drug companies from counterfeiting medications, but a lot of them do it for the money. Therefore, they want barcodes and RFID chips on everything, including your prescription drugs, so they can track it through the supply chain. Now, and Congress signed a law called 35800, giving the Secretary of Health and Human Services the power to develop new standards to use more technology that would better secure the drug chain. And the Secretary, they said, shall address promising technologies and include radio frequency identification, encryption, and other technologies that will track and trace medications. So more tracking, more security, more of this and more of that, you know, just pushes all the prices up. That's what that does. So if you're looking for something else, look to what God promises as a wellness benefit, medicinal herbs that he created for the human body. So I wouldn't delay in enlightening myself as to what herbs, medicinal herbs can do for you and maybe get you out from underneath a drug cartel. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be morphing on into a new topic here. And we're going to be talking about, some medications. I think that's going to be important that may be, encouraging cancer. That's no other way to put it. So there's a lot of therapies out there. Modern scientific medicine treats people. And when they're treating people for all kinds of conditions, apparently it could increase your risk of getting cancer. So we've talked about a lot of these things before. So you kind of play with fire if you aren't researching your drug therapies really adequately before you start taking them. So we're going to look at this. Here's a study. MD Link featured in 2020, July 2020, on prescription medications patients were unaware could give them cancer. So what patients hear from doctors is the dose is so low, it can cause a serious problem. A cumulative effect of toxic medication does cause problems over time. So you hear this on radiation exposure. Oh, the exposure is so low, it's not going to be a problem. Well, I talked to a guy that fixes those mammogram machines. Yeah, it's like 700 chest x-rays when you get one of those studies. Women aren't told that. So the body is constantly, if it's exposed to a drug therapy or something toxic, it's going to accumulate. Once the organs start to weaken, really, and break down, the toxicity increases quickly. So the study referred to incalculable levels of exposure, and it could take, place on a lot of treatments, and doctors aren't told about this, and neither are patients. It could take years to get cancer from a lot of this stuff on your drug therapies, but it can happen. So the research did get published in the July 2020 Journal of Cancer Causes and Control, and Kaiser Permanente said this: little is known about the long-term effects due to insufficient data on post-marketing of drugs. This lack of data is the norm, and therefore it is unclear what all the drugs that produce cancer risk are, end of quote. Well, drug companies, Kaiser, don't want to test for cancer. They don't want to know the answer to that. They don't. Same thing with vaccines. They don't want to know the answer. So the Kaiser study wasn't a small study. It followed 6.6 million patients between August of 1994 and December 2006. They largely relied on medical reports for this research and the research screen of 230 commonly used medications, and they noticed a high risk of cancer with three or more prescriptions compared to just taking one prescription med. So if we look at this, here are the drugs. The data quickly focused on drugs called fluoxetine and paroxetine, and these are essentially serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs. They're often prescribed for depression, anxiety, or serotonin deficiency disorders. And these drugs are created to influence the brain nerve cells to regulate emotion and also to influence how the brain cells communicate, your neurotransmitters, and your serotonin is a neurotransmitter. So you may, think that SSRIs are a modern nerve pill, if you will. The female patients of the 60s referred to these kinds of medications really as nerve pills. So here is what the research team discovered. Your antidepressants are linked to these types of cancers: testicular and breast cancer after just 10 months of use. The American Cancer Society estimates nearly 10,000 testicular cancer cases annually, and these cases are on the rise. Also, your hydrochlorothiazide, these are your high blood pressure and diuretic action combination drugs. They're linked to lip cancer after 2.4 years of use, and if the person smokes, it's more likely they develop lung cancer. They also found a link to kidney cancer, often encouraged by the high blood pressure. The American Cancer Society estimates 73,000 cases of kidney cancer every year, with the average age of being 64 and the youngest being 45. Now, another drug is called dihydrochiamine. It is an anti-tumor or gut antispasmodic drug for things like peptic ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, cystitis, pancreatitis, and colic, often found in the belladonna plant. It's linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after just 4 months of use. Now, the American Cancer Society estimates 70,000 cases a year of non-Hodgkin's. Another drug is neftepine. It is used to treat high blood pressure and heart pain, angina. It is a calcium channel blocker drug. It's linked to lip cancer after 3.5 years of use. After 4 years of use, esophageal, laryngeal cancer of the throat, lung cancer risk also is increased. American Cancer Society estimates 12,000 new throat cancer cases each year. Nortepithamine is an antidepressant and nerve pain drug linked to esophageal cancer after 9 months of use and liver cancer after 14 months of use. Empirical history on tetracyclic type drugs are associated with carcinogenic action. And the American Cancer Society estimates esophageal cancer cases to be over 18,000 and liver cases over 40,000 a year. And the American Cancer Society is just keeping us in the loop here. Oxazepam, used as a sedative for anxiety, depression, and alcohol withdrawal. It's linked to lung cancer if you use it for 9 months. American Cancer Society estimates 220 cases of lung cancer each year. And Sulindac, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory used for arthritis, ankylosing spondylosis, and brucitis, it's linked to gallbladder cancer and leukemia after just 6 months of use. And the American Cancer Society estimates 100,000 leukemia cases every year and 435,000 gallbladder cancers every year. So we can see by the numbers, we're in the millions of people that are on drugs that put them at a high risk of another disease that's going to be fatal if they don't know what to do. So millions are on the path to cancer, basically, Frank. See? How many Americans are taking high blood pressure drugs, arthritis drugs, antidepressants, either by themselves or in a drug combination? Millions are on these drugs, and they have no clue that a complication of cancer that's never mentioned to be tied to the drug therapy. It is unbelievable that this level of drug therapy is causing one of the most dreaded diagnoses any person can hear, that they have cancer. So there are many alternative therapies using natural means to help with conditions that these drugs are being prescribed for. Why risk the cancer along with all the other side effects? If you got arthritis, high blood pressure, depression, there's other options that are less life-threatening. And a lot of it will probably entail a lifestyle change. But you can do that. You have the power to do that. Your life's worth that. And many people can't rationalize that it is the drug treatment that's given to them for one disease could cause another. They have a problem with that. So it's simple. Doctors are taught to diagnose and prescribe. And they are paid to write prescriptions and sell the pharmaceutical drugs. They are not taught how to correct disease with foods, spices, herbs, or lifestyle choices. And if you consider the brief list of drugs we just went over, you can see that the more drugs you take, the greater your risk of another disease will increase your mortality. So this means that you will be seeing your doctor more often, and will be prescribed more medications to take. And this all translates into huge profits for modern medicine. Money answers all things. That's it. You're just a commodity, I'm sorry to say. That's just what they've been taught. And you're not going to find options if you don't look for them. and research your health problem and the therapies that are recommended to you, because it's worth your time to do that. And you're going to find a lot of natural solutions out there. And a lot of people, well, I don't know where to start. Well, you start somewhere at the beginning, and you go from there. And you'll be surprised what you find. Really. I mean, I'm always looking and researching, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. You know, that's neat. Didn't know that element. Hey, oh, that's good to know. And you keep learning. Okay, so if you're interested in learning how to be proactive and use some tools, God says they're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, because that's what his herbs are for, then I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get a free catalog. Inside, you're going to see the name of the product, the ingredients in the product, counter-regulatory information that you may need to know about, and some benefits. That's it. Interesting. You know, I think health should be easy. I mean, look at me, Frank. Almost a year ago, starting in December, December's going to be here before we know it, I had this cornea issue that kept cropping up, and it was, each time I got one, it was worse. And modern medicine wanted to take a laser to my eyeball, and I said, whoa. I researched that procedure, thinning out the cornea, not a good thing. You're going to need a corneal transplant if you do that. So I researched. I looked at things, and I noticed, I was paying attention, and you got to pay attention to your health. You really do. What you put in the body matters. So I noticed when I ate certain foods, my eye felt worse. So I said, well, there's a connection there. So I can't, you know, write prescriptions for lab work. I can't do that. I'm an herbalist. I'm not a practitioner. So I had to go to a naturopath. And we did a deep dive into food sensitivities. And sure enough, once I got those foods out of my lifestyle, my eye is happy. Happy. So happy. And we didn't have to do a laser. We didn't have to risk blindness and infection. We just did the old-fashioned natural way. And you can, too. You just better be proactive about it. I mean, if you like putting your health and well-being in the hands of the white coats, that's your decision. But personally, working in that healthcare industry, seeing a bunch of stuff, experiencing things firsthand, too, as we all do, I'm like, there's got to be a better way. God didn't expect us to rely on a drug company to be well. See, that's truth right there. So, do yourself a favor, get a catalog. You'll see, you'll have questions, and that's the beginning. That's normal. And it's just like you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth. You're going to, too, learn what herbs are going to be very helpful for you. You just got to take the first steps. Give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check them out online, ThePowerHerbs.com. If you like getting newsletters and email, if you have email, there's free newsletters educating on a bunch of this stuff, and it's free. Sign up for their newsletters, and they go out each week, and you'll be empowered some more. Share the information with your family and friends. Pass on the empowerment. That's what we should be doing. And be well out there. And take advantage of the sale. It's 15% off. Runs through the end of the month. Details are online, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.